感谢主给我们换了一个地方聚会啊。
We thank the Lord that he has given us a new place to gather.
我们希望下一个聚会在天上。
We long for our next assembly will be in heaven.
这是愿主快来。
May the Lord come quickly.
我想开头的时候还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同读一些主的话。
As we begin, brothers and sisters, let us read from the word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书。第三章
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3.
第十节
Starting with verse 10.
使我认识基督
That I may know Christ.
然后十三节和十四节
Verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏
Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind and stretching out to the things before, I pursue looking towards the goal for the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus.
我们再请看哥林多前书第九章
Let us also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第24节到27节
Starting with verse 24 to verse 27.
我们弟兄姊妹早晨晨更之后曾经读过的
Now, brothers and sisters, we have read this during our morning devotion time.
哥林多前书九章24节开始岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑但得奖赏的只有一人你们也当这样跑好叫你们得着奖赏凡脚力争胜的诸事都有节制他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕所以我奔跑不像无定向的我斗拳不像打空气的我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了。
Starting with verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.Well, I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I pummel my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
提摩太后书第二章
Second Timothy chapter 4,
第五节
starting with verse 5.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，又不能得冠冕。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. Starting with verse
零后不不 sorry, 提后提摩太后书 sorry.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse
二章五节
Chapter 2, verse 5. Verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And if also...A man contend in the games, he is not crowned except he have contend lawfully.
这里这个比武啊其实就是在运动场上的竞技。
And this contention is actually a competition there in the gymnasium, in the stadium.
我们最后请看第一章提摩太后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第七节
Verse 7.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心这个心应该翻作灵啊，不是胆怯的灵乃是刚强仁爱谨守的灵这个谨守这个字应该是翻作健全的心思
For God hath not given us the heart is a spirit the spirit of fear of timidity but of power and of love and of a sound mind the sound mind is a whole mind is a healthy mind
那这一次呢主给我的负担呢是和弟兄姊妹讲到认识基督是标杆。
And the burden that was entrusted to me by the brothers is that Christ is our goal.
我觉得使徒保罗在腓立比书这个提醒是非常的重要。
I feel this is an extremely important reminder from the Apostle Paul to us from Philippians.
尤其今天我们处在一个非常混乱的时代。
Especially in this chaotic generation, which
非常黑暗的时代。
It is a dark generation.
我们若是没有确定的标杆。
If we do not have a clear goal.
太多迷惑人的事情。
There are so many things that will deceive us.
太多的试探和引诱。
There are many trials and temptations.
我们可以说今天在地上的圣徒的确经过一个很艰难的时候。
And we know how the saints have gone through difficult times.
因为周遭的这种五花八门的各式各样好好坏坏的事物都影响神儿女们的眼目。
Because we see all the things that surround us, very colorful, attractive things that will draw our attention away.
所以在这样的环境中
Therefore, under such conditions,
我们要能有一个确定的标杆是非常重要的。
It is of utmost importance for us to have a clear mark before us.
那么弟兄姊妹们保罗告诉我们这个标杆就是主的自己。
Now, brothers and sisters, Paul tells us this goal is the Lord himself.
我们已经说过这个标杆不是什么理想。
We already mentioned this goal is not any ideal.
不是你所要追求的什么 一整套的道理。
It is not any doctrine that we pursue after.
乃是那位活着的那一位基督。
But it is that living one, Christ, who lives.
他才是我们真正追求的目标。
He himself is our true pursuit.
今天我们作为神的儿女。
Today as the children of God.
当然世界的有很多东西我们有很多弟兄姊妹已经不愿意不在意。
Of course, there are many things in this world that we do not pay attention to.
但是在教会里面
But in the church,
却也有很多主之外的东西吸引我们的心。
There are still many other things that will draw our attention, draw our hearts away.
所以保罗特别在腓立比书告诉腓立比的教会。
Therefore, in the book of Philippians, Paul tells the Philippians in, the saints in Philippi.
他有一个确定的标杆。
That Paul himself has this very clear mark.
那每一个基督徒都应该有这个确定的标杆。
And each Christian ought to have this very clear goal in mind.
那么我已经说过了，因为神改变了保罗在地上的标杆。
I have already shared how God has changed the goal of Paul in this world.
所以因为他的标杆改变了我们看见他的生活也改变了。
We see that because there's a change in this goal, his life is transformed.
结果他的侍奉的方式也改变了。
And the way in which he serves also is transformed.
我们第一堂曾经讲过。
In the first message we shared.
那么我们保罗向着这个标杆。
That Paul was heading toward this goal.
他有四个很重要的追求。
There are very four important pursuits that he has.
保罗告诉我们，你要追求认识基督。
Paul shares, you must pursue to know Christ.
你要追求要得着基督。
Pursue that you will gain Christ.
你要享受基督。
That you will enjoy Christ.
然后你要彰显基督。
And also to manifest, express Christ.
保罗告诉我们，如果我们活着能够把基督活出来。
Paul tells us if we live and we can express, manifest Christ.
那么在你的人生里面，你才是真正的得着。
Then in our life, we have truly gained.
这样你死了也是得着。
To die is also to gain.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要知道在主之外你得着任何的东西
We must know if we gain anything outside of the Lord
都不是真正的得着。
They are not true gain to us.
今天我们有很多人侍奉主羡慕有大的恩赐
Today, many who serve the Lord desire great gifts.
但是你会看见不仅保罗是这样
We see not only Paul is this way
彼得也是这样
Peter likewise
彼得传福音三千人五千人得救。
Peter, when he preached, 3,000 were saved, 5,000 were saved.
但是彼得知道那个不是他追求的真正的目的。
Yet Peter knows that is not the goal of his pursuit.
真正追求的目的还是主的自己。
The true goal that he is pursuing after is the Lord himself.
所以弟兄姊妹你可以没有恩赐。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we have no gifts.
你可以没有很多的知识。
Perhaps not much knowledge.
你可以没有才干。
And we have no talent.
你可以没有口才。
And we have no eloquence.
但是你只要向着这个标杆
But if we're heading toward this goal,
你只要能够得着基督
And we can gain Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters
你的一生就是得着
Then we have gained in our life
所以这个是很重要的一件事情
This is very important
愿主在今天这样一个时代的里面
And may the Lord in this generation
他的自己成为我们里面清清楚楚的标杆
That he himself is a very clear goal we have in mind
不仅保罗整个的生活起了一个大的改变。
Not only was there a great transformation in the life of Paul.
他一生在地上的追求，你看他得着的基督是多么的丰盛。
We can see how full, how rich, abundant Christ he has gained in his life.
主耶稣是以色列人的迦南美地。
Now the Lord Jesus himself is that beautiful land of Canaan for Israel.
所以神带领以色列人要一定进迦南。
Therefore, God must lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
迦南地是牛奶与蜜的丰富之地。
The land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey.
我们看见保罗就是进入这样的境界。
And we see this is the territory in which Paul entered.
所以保罗从遇见主之后，
Therefore, after Paul met Christ,
他后面的一生你看见是多么的丰富啊。
We see how rich and full the remainder of Paul's life is.
我们读他十三封的书信。
When we read the 13 epistles of Paul.
哇，我们就觉得保罗这个人在基督里面是何其的丰盛。
And we see how rich and abundant his life is.
但是保罗自己觉得还不够呢。
Yet Paul himself feels this is not enough.
甚至被关在监牢里面。
Even when he was in prison.
他仍旧从心里面那样的渴慕主的自己。
Deep from his heart, he is longing for the Lord.
使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
愿主让每一个圣徒都能够有这样的追求。
May the Lord allow for each one of us have the same pursuit.
所以这个标杆不仅改变了保罗的生活。
Therefore, this goal not only transformed the life of Paul.
这个标杆也改变了保罗的侍奉。
Likewise, this goal transformed his service.
我们昨天已经讲过。
Yesterday we shared.
在他遇见主之前。
Before he met the Lord.
他的侍奉是肉体的侍奉。
He served in the flesh.
当然他那个肉体很大。
Of course, his flesh was great.
我们看见好多侍奉主的人呢，在开头没遇见主之前肉体都很大。
We see likewise those who serve the Lord before they meet the Lord, they are great in the flesh.
Yeah, 你看摩西是不是这样。
We see the same with Moses.
摩西在埃及的王宫里面住了40年。
And Moses was in the palace of Egypt for 40 years.
又有口才。
He was eloquent.
又有这个荣华富贵。
And he had all the majesty and the riches.
又有权势。
And he had the power.
所以我们说40年呢把摩西这个肉体培养的大的不得了。
And how they have nourished and fed into the flesh of Moses, how great it was.
但是这个肉体侍奉神是没无用的。
But with the flesh, it is useless in service to God.
所以神要改变他们。
Therefore, God must transform them.
保罗也是这样的人。
It is the same with Paul.
从年轻的时候就是非常的优秀。
Even when he was young, he was very talented.
他这个心智也很大。
And he had great ambition, this
determination. 又是一个很认真的人。
He was very serious at work.
所以他在腓立比书讲到他从前的光景。
And Philippians, he tells us of his condition before.
他说这些都是肉体。
This is all of the flesh.
是属于一种宗教式的一种侍奉。
It is of a religious tradition that
serves. 是从他遇见了基督。
After he met Christ.
他从这个标杆上面认识。
And he knew him from this goal,
侍奉神,
to serve God,
因着灵,
he served God in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是何等重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, how important this must be.
我们讲过, 我们要侍奉神要用我们的灵。
We share we must serve God in the Spirit.
但是在我们这个堕落的人里面有一个很大的难处。
Yet in the fallen man, there's a great hurdle.
就是我们那个堕落的魂。
And this is the fallen soul.
它成了我们灵的最大的一个困扰。
And this fallen soul is a great hurdle to the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹有很多时候打属灵的仗。
And therefore many times we're in a spiritual battle.
不是跟外面什么人打仗。
It is not the fighting without.
天天打仗是在里面。
Oftentimes the daily battle is within.
你怎样能胜过这个魂的搅扰？
How is it we're able to win over the disruption of the soul?
这个才是属灵战场上最激烈的战场。
And that's the most fierce battlefield.
我们讲过这个魂的里面的人的思想是一个影响很厉害的东西。
And we have shared in the soul, the mind is a big influence.
所以宾路易师母有一本很好的书。
Therefore, Jesse Penn Lewis has this wonderful book.
他讲到心思的战场。
Is the battlefield of the mind.
我们的心思才真正的战场。
And the battlefield is in the mind.
老实讲，今天整天我们的思想都转个不停。
And truth be told, we're always thinking around about.
那么许许多多败坏的事物都在里面。
All the corrupt things are in our mind.
哎呀，你弟兄姊妹们，我们常常讲，有小孩子有时候坐在那里在做白日梦。
Now, brothers and sisters, sometimes we think the children there is daydreaming.
其实每个人都会做白日梦
But all of us, daydream all the time.
我信主好多年之后，有一天我发觉我做白日梦
I believe in the Lord for many years. One day I discover myself daydreaming.
因为这个思想不停地在转
The thoughts continue to move in my head.
所以它形成了一个战场
And that is the battlefield.
撒旦一直要得着我们的心思
And Satan wants to capture that mind.
他如果能得着我们的心思
And when he gains our mind,
他就影响我们的生活
He will influence our living.
他就影响我们的侍奉
He will impact our service.
而我们服侍主要用
Yet we must serve the Lord with our spirit.
然而这个魂造成了非常大的困扰。
And this soul is a great challenge.
我昨天讲这个魂所制造的困扰好像雾一样。
And this distraction is just like the fog, the cloud.
哎，我们很有趣的事情是最近这个 pandemic 起来之后啊。
Now this is very interesting. After the pandemic,
哎，它会造成有一种现象叫脑雾，对吧？
And so there is this fog in our minds, in our heads, with this phenomenon.
Hey, 有人一得到这个病毒之后啊，这个脑里面就生物了，就糊涂了，什么都看不见。
And so with the pandemic, one of the symptoms is a foggy head and we cannot see anything.
这个魂里面呢，撒旦常常挑动它，就好像起大雾一样。
And this is how the enemy Satan will incite us. It's like to fog up our minds.
我们知道今天这个整个的世界都在这个大雾里面。
And this is how the entire world is under such a thick cloud.
那么基督徒如果我们在魂的里面起了雾。
As Christians, if there is such a thickness that covers in our mind.
你跟神的交通就出问题。
There would be an issue with our fellowship with God.
你属灵的眼睛你也看不见。
With our spiritual eyes, we cannot see.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
Lord, this is, brothers and sisters, this is very important.
那么圣经中啊，弟兄姊妹们，有两样事情我们需要把它分清楚。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to divide this very clearly.
一个是云。
One is the soul.
Cloud.
The one is the cloud.
另外一个呢，就是雾。
One is the fog.
啊，我们要知道这个云是属天的。
We know the cloud is heavenly.
这个雾呢，属地。
But the fog is earthly.
所以我们的神常常用云。
And so many times our God says the cloud.
你记得这个彼得、雅各、约翰跟主在变化山上的时候。
Now you remember John, Peter, and James, they were on the Mount of Transfiguration.
哇，这个摩西跟以利亚出来了。
And when Moses and Elijah appeared.
哎呦，这个彼得呢就兴奋得不得了。
And so Peter was so excited.
哇，我们搭三座棚啊。
Oh, let us build three booths here.
啊，结果呢，天父听见了。
And having Father heard.
人就说不对了。
No.
啊，所以用云彩把整个山头遮住。
And so the entire mountain was covered in the cloud.
也结果呢，他们在举目只见耶稣一人。
And when they lift their eyes and saw, they saw no one except Jesus.
所以这个云是圣灵的大云。
And this cloud is the cloud of the Holy Spirit.
这个是属天的。
This is heavenly.
啊，所以在希伯来书里面告诉我们。
And even in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
这些见证人如同云彩一样围着我们。
That we have such a great cloud of witnesses that surround us.
这些人就在圣灵的大云的里面。
And these witnesses are in this great cloud.
他们的一生是只见耶稣的。
And in their lives, they only see Jesus.
是唯独耶稣的。
Only Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这些才是主的见证人。
This is the testimony, the witnesses of
the Lord. 所以今天呢，我们这需要是圣灵的大云。
So today, we need this great cloud of the Holy Spirit.
我们不需要撒旦所引起来的那个大雾。
We do not need the great fog that is risen by the enemy Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要求主的灵做工。
We ask the Spirit of the Lord to work.
你看在旧约时代中。
You see in the Old Testament.
啊，两次，一次在会幕里面。忽然之间的云彩出现。
Twice, one time in the tabernacle when the great cloud was there appeared.
另外一次呢，在圣殿的里面。
And the other time was in the temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
在圣经里面有这个云彩跟雾之间的一个区别。
There is this distinction between the cloud and the fog.
所以我们仰望主的恩典。
So we look to the grace of the Lord.
不让我们的魂里面常常出现这一种的雾。脑雾啊
that we will not have such a foggy head or have this fog in our soul.
所以呢，保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
你要借着主耶稣基督完成十字架的工作。
That through the Spirit, we must complete the work of the cross.
要对付我们里面的魂。
To deal with the soul.
啊，那么昨天呢，我已经讲过。
Yesterday I shared.
保罗在腓立比书把这个进入的路很清楚告诉我们。
That Paul directs us very clearly into this path, into the door.
我们常常说你要背起十字架跟从主。
We say you have to carry your cross, pick up the cross, and follow the Lord.
这句话每个人都知道。
Now we all know these words.
但是一碰到事情是怎么背也不会背。
But when we encounter, how do we pick up our cross? How do we carry our cross, right?
我们知道到那个时候要舍己。
We say deny ourselves.
我们怎么舍也舍不了。
How do we deny ourselves? We cannot forsake ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我曾经有多次这样的情况。
Many times for myself.
当我遇见一些艰难的时候。
When I encounter a hardship.
我又在主面前祷告。
And I pray to the Lord.
我说主啊，这个时候我需要死了。
Lord, it is time for me to die.
让我与你同死。
Let me die together with you.
结果我越祷告，我越活了。
But the more I pray this prayer, the more I'm alive.
我想死就死不了。
I want to die, yet I do not.
所以我常常讲啊。你那个要死不活的更难过。
And so when you want to die but you live, that is even worse than death.
死了就安息了，对不对啊？
Because when you die to the self, it is at rest.
要死不死，要活不活，你看多难过。
But when you're in the middle, you want to die, you cannot die, you want to live, but yet you cannot live, it is right very difficult.
所以后来圣灵看见了。
And then the Holy Spirit showed me.
哎呀，你还是没学会，我带你进去吧，就这样。
You have not learned well, let me lead you into this.
所以呢，圣灵帮助我，一进入基督的死，马上安息。
Now when the Holy Spirit teaches me and leads me into the death of Christ, I have rest.
但是弟兄姊妹们
,Brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们
,Paul tells us,
腓立比书第二章基督的心思
,Philippians chapter 2, the mind of Christ,
是一条明确的路。
It is a clear path.
每一个点都非常的清楚。
And each point of that path is clear.
这是我们在天天的生活中间需要去思想的。
This is something we must keep in mind, think about daily.
如果在这方面有了操练和学习。
And when we learn this lesson and exercise.
你的魂定会有改变。
Then there will be a transformation of our soul.
所以遇见事情的时候。
And when we encounter anything.
哎呀，你不必在那里苦苦的哀求。
We don't need to plead, with much pleading.
很自然的就进入。
Very naturally we'll enter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们需要用灵侍奉神。
We must serve God in the spirit.
但是我们的魂必须要受到对付。
Yet, the spirit, the soul must be dealt with.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个保罗告诉我们的。
Paul tells us.
神赐给我们的灵。
The spirit which God gives us.
是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
It is a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline.
这句话呢是给所有圣徒的。
These words are given to all saints.
所以神赐给我们所有人的灵都是一样的。
It is the same spirit which he gives unto us.
但你的灵的品质是如何呢？
Yet, what is the quality of that which he gives?
就是看你魂所受到的这个对付的情况。
That depends on how each one of us deal with the soul.
如果你的魂受到的对付越深，
The more deeply our soul is dealt with.
越广，
The more broad it is.
你魂的品质就自然的就 越来越好。
And then the quality of the spirit will be better and better.
因为它本来就有功用的。
Because there's a function to that.
现在只不过呢受到魂的干扰啊。
But the spirit is,
它显不出这个功用来了。
And cannot manifest the true function.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们基督徒在主面前追求高品质的灵。
As Christians, we must pursue after high quality of the spirit.
今天在教会里面。
Today in the church.
弟兄姊妹的侍奉好与不好，
Whether our service is good or not,
跟我们灵的品质有非常大的关系。
Has to do with the nature, that quality of the spirit.
哎，不在乎你聪明不聪明。
Not depending on how smart we are.
不在乎你有多少的知识。
Or how much knowledge we may have.
不在乎你有多少才干。
Not depending on how talented
we are. 不在乎你的口才有多好。
Not eloquent we are.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要知道。
We must know.
侍奉是根据灵。
Service is in the spirit.
所以保罗自从认识基督之后，
Therefore, after Paul knew Christ,
他就一直讲我是用灵侍奉神，
that he serves God in the spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我把前面所交通的呢，今天再稍微做一点点的这个恢复的。
This is a somewhat of a review of our previous times together.
那么现在呢，我们进入今天的最后的一个题目。
Now, as we enter into the topic for today,
这个标杆
this goal,
不仅影响保罗的生活和侍奉，
not only impacted his life, his ministry,
保罗还告诉我们
Paul also tells us
这如果向着这个标杆的追求
If we head toward this goal
将来可以得奖赏
We will have a reward
这是圣经里面的很特别的一个点
And this is a very unique point in the scriptures
那么这个奖赏这个字呢
Now this word prize
在圣经里面一共只出现过两次
It appears two times in the scriptures
那这个奖赏呢保罗原来是引用了一个运动会的那个奖赏。
Now this word prize, he references with a competition, some games of that time.
因为在保罗的时代。
Because during the days of Paul,
有一个很有名的运动。
There is a very famous game.
他们叫做海峡运动会。
And that is the Isthmian Games.
这个运动会呢在当时的希腊也很有名的。
And it's very famous during the times in Greece.
虽然没有那个奥林匹克运动会那么有名。
Of course, it may not be as famous as the Olympiads.
但在当代是一个很有名的一个运动会。
But during that time, this is a very famous game competition.
那么这个运动会里面有一些东西吸引了保罗的心。
And there are some substance in these games that attracted his heart.
那么那个时代呢因为他们这个运动会项目不多。
Because there are not too many, competitions during these games.
好像一共大概只有五个项目。
Perhaps there are only five competitions.
那么其中有三个项目呢保罗就把它引用在他自己的信息里面。
And there are three references that Paul uses in the scriptures.
保罗讲的赛跑。
He talks about a race.
保罗讲的打拳。
He says about boxing.
保罗讲的摔跤。
And he talks about wrestling.
这是当初这个运动会里面呢一个蛮有就是比较重要的三项的运动项目。
And these are three very important competitions during those games.
所以这个很有趣啊所以我读说哎呦原来保罗也很喜欢运动啊。
So it was very interesting to me. I thought to myself, oh, Paul loves to exercise.
哇像我们很多弟兄姊妹很喜欢运动。
And just like many brothers and sisters, we love the game.
我们很喜欢看运动各式样运动节目对。
And we like to watch many of the competitions, the athletics.
但是我想我可以保证啊。
Now, but I can say this.
保罗呢绝不会因为看运动就不聚会。
Paul would not, for the sake of watching the games on TV, or watching the games that he would not attend the meeting.
因为你知道我们基督徒中间有很多人哇这个礼拜天呢有个很重要的一个比赛。
Many Christians perhaps, this is an important game on Sunday.
很多人呢就不聚会去看运动。
So I'd rather watch the game than go gather together.
你千万不要用保罗做借口啊。
Now do not use Paul here as an excuse.
你说保罗也喜欢看运动。
Oh no, Paul loves the games as well.
但是保罗从来不会影响他的服事。
But I guarantee that these things would not impact his service.
并且呢我当我知道这些情况的时候呢。
And when I know of such situations.
哎呀我感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
保罗是个属灵人。
Now,Paul is a spiritual man.
但到底还是个人。
Yet nevertheless, he is a man.
非常有人的味道。
And so it has a lot of flavor of a man.
他不像我们有的人要追求属灵到一个地步啊这个人的味道都没了。
And so some of us want to pursue spirituality that we lose any manhood.
那么保罗呢在这里呢他从这个运动会里面呢他得着了一些好像启示一样。
And so here, Paul, he has received some revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
你知道我曾经有一次啊去被邀请到一个地方去讲道
Now one time I was invited to speak at a certain place
正好是主日下午
It was Sunday afternoon
不是他们主日下午聚会
They gather in the Sunday afternoon
正好那个下午啊有美国的这个 Super Bowl
It was that Sunday there was the Super Bowl During that Sunday.
因为我是不会看这种我也看不懂。
Now, I'm not a football fan, I cannot understand.
所以我那天去聚会的时候啊。
So when I was meeting.
我一进到他们会所的门口。
When I entered the door to the assembly hall.
那个负责弟兄就跑来忧心忡忡地跑来跟我讲。
And, the brother had with his head, bow head, and he came to say to me in sorrowfully.
他说孙弟兄啊。
Brother son.
今天下午可能聚会人会很少。
Now, brother son, perhaps there will not be too many in attendance this afternoon.
因为啊有很多人要去看这个 Super Bowl.
Because many brethren are going to watch the Super Bowl.
我说不要紧。
I said, that's fine.
所以呢感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那天下午来的人也还不少。
There was quite a few that attended that Sunday.
啊，所以我就在那里讲道。
And I was preaching there.
散会之后啊。
After the meeting.
因为那天聚会蛮好的，蛮有主的同在的。
It was a wonderful gathering. It was filled with the presence of the Lord.
所以一个弟兄就跑来了。
A brother came up.
他孙弟兄啊。
He said, brother son.
感谢主，我来聚会。
Oh, thank the Lord, I came to this afternoon.
他说你知道今天早晨我在家里挣扎了一个早晨呢。
Because I was struggling all morning at home.
下午到底要不要去聚会呢？还是去看这个比赛呢？
Should I come to meet in the afternoon or should I go watch the game?
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗是喜欢运动的。
Paul loves the athletics.
他喜欢看运动会的。
He will delight to watch the game.
但是从来没有影响他。
But it will not impact him.
不仅没有影响他。
Not only will it not influence him.
他还从其中看见了一些的东西啊，可以运用在基督徒的属灵追求里面。
But even from the midst, he can apply to our Christian living.
弟兄姊妹们。
Our brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看见在哥林多前书里面。
So we see in 1 Corinthians.
在腓立比书里面
In Philippians,
最后甚至在提摩太后书里面他都提到这些东西
Even in 2 Timothy, all these matters are mentioned.
那么他在这里告诉我们的那个是一个海峡的运动会。
And so there, during his days, it was the Isthmian Games.
我想我稍微的把这个运动会的这个情况给你稍微解释一点。
And perhaps let me explain something about this Isthmian Game.
因为呢这个在哥林多那个城市啊
Now in the city of Corinth
它在海是面向海的
And it was facing toward the sea
所以呢在那个海里面有个小岛
Now there's a small island there on the outlook
那每年呢有一段时间呢这个海水会退潮
Each year, a particular time, the tides will retreat.
这个海水一退潮的时候呢
And when the waters retreat.
就从哥林多呢可以好像有条路通到那个岛上去。
So from Corinth, you can actually walk on land into that island.
所以他们每几年就用那个地方就开个运动会。
And they will use that time during the years, for the competition.
所以他们那个赛跑的人就从这个哥林多城市里面就跑向那个岛。
And so the race would be from Corinth onto that island.
跑到那个岛之后呢，再跑回来。
And they will run to the island on the land and then come back to Corinth.
他们运动会里面这是一个重要的项目。
And this is a very important race in the games.
但是你知道，当那个海水退潮的时候。
But when the tides retreat.
那个地上面是很泥泞的。
It's still very muddy, of course.
这不像我们现在的运动场那个跑道那么好啊。
It's not like the field, track and field is on nice.Track.
所以他们那个跑步啊不大容易一脚低一脚高的这么往前跑。
And they cannot just run really fast on dry land.
那保罗说呢我奔跑不是没有定向。
And so Paul says, when I run, I do not run aimlessly or I have a goal.
那个海岛就是个定向。
Because that island is my goal.
这就是保罗讲这个话的背景。
And that is the backdrop of what Paul is saying.
向着这个海岛那么往前冲。
And that is his goal, his destination. He's running toward it.There is a name.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
那保罗在那里有一句话说啊。
And so Paul there, he says.
岂不是在场上赛跑人都跑啊。
Don't you know that in a race, all the runners compete?
但是呢得冠冕的就一个人。
But yet, only one receives a prize.
哎呀以前我读到那里我就很失望。
When I read this, I was very disappointed in the past.
我说保罗你何必说这个呢
?I say, Paul, why did you say this?
当然你第一啊。
Now, of course, you'll be first.
对不对啊
？Right，
我们怎么能赶得上你
？And how do I chase and catch up to you？
我记得好多年前
，I remember many years ago，
我有次到纽约去看江弟兄。
One time I visited Brother Kong in New York。
我到他的家里面
，I went to his house。
我们坐在客厅里面
，And we were in the living room。
江弟兄忽然从卧室出来了
，And then Brother Kong came out from the bedroom。
他出来就讲了一句话。
And when he came out, he said these words.
他说我们呢尽我们一生的努力你也赶不上保罗。
And even if we strive diligently all life, we cannot catch up to Paul.
你怎么努力你也赶不上保罗。
No matter how hard we try, we'll not catch up to Paul.
所以从前呢我总以为说哎呀 你讲这个是运动场上的得金牌的就一个人，对吧？
And so when you say only one wins the prize, one gets the gold.
当然也许我们想说呢，这个运动场呢上面呢，不光是一场运动啊。
Of course, there's more than one competition in the game.
每个世代都有运动。
And so each generation, there are different games.
还好我们没有跟保罗在一起。
Of course, so wonderful, we're not competing with Paul.
你跟保罗在一起一定他第一啊。
If we're competing with Paul, he will win the prize.
哎，后来呢？
But later,
我从一些圣经学者里面，他们研究这个运动会的人告诉我们，
from a Bible scholar who researched these games tells us，
原来他们在古代这个运动是很特别的。
Now during the games of those days is very unique。
原来呢，你是什么呢？你所有人都去跑。
Now the situation is all run, they compete。
你只要跑到那个岛，能够再跑回来。
As long as you run to the island and you come back，
他所有的人都有奖赏。
They all will receive a prize.
Oh, 我说原来是这样。
Is that the case?
那我还有希望。
Oh, there's still hope yet for me.
对不对呢？
Right?
你说只要你跑完就可以。
As long as you finish.
的确，这是我们主的心思啊。
And this is the heart, the mind of our Lord.
主如果量给你一生的路，你把它跑完了，你就有奖赏。
He has measured the course to you. If you finish the course, you have your prize.
当然我们知道保罗在这里是一个激励啊。
Of course, this is an encouragement by Paul here.
要激励你好好的往前，往前跑。
It is to encourage us to run well, run ahead.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so, brothers and sisters,
那么保罗在他的书信里面，
Now Paul in his epistles
引用了海峡运动会的几项几个项目， 那么来解释属灵的事情。
The competitions he uses in the Isthmian games to explain these spiritual matters, illustrate for us.
所以的确今天我们跟随主的人，
So truly for us who follow the Lord today,
蒙恩得救的基督徒，
and Christians saved by grace,
我们现在是在一个运动场上，
and we are all on the competition field.
请弟兄姊妹记得，
Oh, brothers and sisters, remember,
这个运动场上没有观众的。
Now, in this stadium, there are no audience.
我们不是观众啊。
We are not spectators.
我常常看见很多弟兄姊妹好像是观众。
It seems like many brothers and sisters are spectators there in the competition.
好像只有我们这个上讲台讲道的人在跑啊。
Now, only the ones who is preaching is running.
你们是拉拉队。
And you're the cheerleaders.
哎，跑得好啊，给你鼓掌啊！
Oh, you run well, I clap for you.
哎呀，加油啊！
Oh, go, go.
我们坐在那里看。
And we're there watching.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
不，保罗讲， 可能是天使在观看。
Oh, no, we are not spectators. The angels are spectating.
世人是看不懂的。
And the world cannot understand.
我们所有弟兄姊妹都在这个竞赛场上。
And we are all on the field.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在运动场上。
Brothers and sisters, know that you're on the field.
你不是观众。
You are not a spectator.
所以你要跑。
You must run.
那保罗也看见有人打拳。
And Paul also sees others box.
打拳不是斗空气。
And they are not beating the air.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从前我也不懂。
I also didn't understand before.
后来呢，我在中学的时候，我一个同学啊。
When I was in high school, there was a classmate.
他是练拳击的。
And he was a boxer.
有一天他告诉我一件事。
And one day he told me.
他说你。
Now, do you know,
在打拳的时候啊,
when you're boxing,
最怕打空拳,
when you hit the air, it's worse.
他说这个打空拳最消耗体力。
And because when you just beat the air, it will spend a lot of energy.
诶, 所以我就开始有一点懂得保罗所说的这个话的意思。
So then with his words, I come to have some understanding of Paul's words here.
所以你知道今天我们有很多基督徒服侍主没有对象，你打空拳的。
And so many Christians, we don't have an object and we're beating the air.
还有到以弗所书讲到这个摔跤。
And in Ephesians, it talks about wrestling.
哇，这个摔跤更可怕。
Now, this wrestling is very fierce.
我们是与空中执政掌权者的首领在征战。
Oh, for we're wrestling with the principalities of the air.
你知道，这个所有的运动的里面呢，
Now, in these games,
最近身的一个竞技就是 摔跤。
The most face-to-face competition is the wrestling.
你抓着我，我抓着你的。
You are holding on to me, and I'm holding on to you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个是很不容易的。
This close contact is not easy at all.
保罗呢，就把这个海峡运动的这个几个项目呢，把它应用在圣这个。 圣经应用在他的信息里面。
Paul illustrates these games to us in the scriptures.
保罗说我们向着这个标杆往前。
And as we head toward this goal,
将来你可以得到奖赏。
One day you will receive the prize.
提到这个奖赏啊。
And when we mention about this prize,
我总感觉在基督徒中间呢，不多弟兄姊妹去重视这个东西。
I do feel that amongst the children of the Lord, not many will value this prize.
啊，我们知道要爱主，要侍奉主，这个我们懂。
And we know we must love the Lord, we must serve the Lord, we understand that.
你说将来还可以得奖赏，这什么东西啊？
But if we are to receive a prize, what is this about?
大多数人都忽略。
So many may neglect.
在我们的生活中，不多看见有弟兄姊妹们，提到要得奖赏。
That in our daily living, not many will mention that we will receive a prize.
但是事实上是有奖赏。
But the fact is, there is a prize.
弟兄姊妹，我给在这里给你们讲一个中国人的故事。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you a Chinese story.
中国古代呢，在秦国。
And in the ancient times, in the dynasty of Qin Dynasty.
这个秦国呢，原先的光景是非常的弱。非常的弱这个国家。
Now this nation, Qin nation before, was very weak.
后来那个皇帝请来了一个人做宰相。
And later on, there was a prime minister who was risen in power.
你们读过中国历史就晓得，这个人很有名，这个人叫商鞅。
And if you read Chinese history, we should know very famous, this person's name is Sun Yang.
他一看这个国家这么样的衰弱。
And he saw how weak the nation was.
他想要治理这个国家。
And he wanted to rule well this nation.
他说最重要的呢，是要用法律来治理。
And so he wants to govern the nation with laws.
那么这样的话呢，使这个国家能够强盛起来。
So with the law and order, it will strengthen the nation.
但是你用了法律啊。
But when you have law,
你要让这个老百姓相信这个法律。
They must be able to understand and see the severity of the law.
如果你不相信这个法律。
If you do not trust in such a law.
那么你定律法律也没有用。
Then no law will work.
因为在那个时候呢，那个老百姓根本都不相信政府的。
Now then the people had no trust in the government.
哎呀，这个皇帝讲话，这个大官讲话，根本他们都不愿意听的。
When the emperor spoke and the high official spoke, they pay no attention.
所以这个整个国家呢，就行在一个非常柔弱的一个情况。
Therefore, with such no order, the nation was very weak.
他为了建立百姓们呢对政府的这个信赖。
In order to have the people to trust in the government.
哎，他做了一件事情。
So this is what he did.
这个蛮有名的。
And it's very famous.
他就在那个秦国的这个首都的广场那里。
There in the nation's capital in the courtyard.
放了一个木头的柱子在那里。
He had a log there in the courtyard.
是一个人可以扛起来的。
And someone is able to pick it up and bear it.
然后他就把那些老百姓统统找来了。
And so he gathered the people there.
他就对他们说。
And he said to the people.
他说今天呢，这里有个木头柱子。
Now there's a log here, a pillar here.
谁能够把这个柱子从这里扛到北门？
Now if you are able to carry this pillar, this log to the northern gate.
我就给你一斤。
I will
十斤。
I will give you 10 kilos.
不是 kilo, 这个金子。
10 gold pieces.
那么你知道这个十斤呢是有多大的价值吗？
You must just understand the value in the gold then.
在那个时代中，十斤可以买一个庄园。
So even with that much wealth, you're able to buy a very big place for yourself.
可以买一个 house, 有 yard.
There's a big house, a much yard and land there for you.
哇，这个是很多钱呐。
And so it was a lot of value there.
那些老百姓站在那里啊，因为从来没碰过这种事情。
And the people just wonder because this never happened before.
想你们又不知道要怎么骗我们了。
And so maybe there's some trickery here.
所以没有人去抬。
So no one dare to pick it, try.
结果他就一直把这个价格往上加。
And so he continued to add value, a price to it.
一直加到多高呢？
And so how high did it end up?
加到100斤。
It was 100 gold pieces.
哇。这可以买十个庄园。
Now you're able to buy 10 times the property.
底下没有一个人动。
No one still moved.
结果有一个年轻人呢。
And then there was this young man.
因为他的祖父生病，很爱他的祖父。
Because his grandfather was ill and he loved his grandfather.
他家里没有钱。
And he was poor.
他说好吧，被他骗就骗，我试试看吧。
No, well, if I fall for it, I fall for it. Let me try.
他就过去把这个木头扛起来。
And so he picked up that wood piece.
哇，大家围着他嘲笑他。
And everyone was laughing at him, mocking him.
他就一路把他扛到北门去。
Oh, but he carried that the wood all the way to the
northern gate. 结果到了北门。
And when he was at the northern gate.
这个商鞅果然就给他100斤。
And Song Yang held his pledge and gave him 100 pieces of gold.
大家羡慕得不得了。
Everyone was just only in envy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主说将来有奖赏，你信吗？
When the Lord says there's a prize, do you believe this?
你信吗？
Do you believe this?
你愿这样追求吗？
Are you willing to pursue?
今天我们看见很多基督徒根本就无所谓啊。
And many Christians would not matter at all to them.
当然这个奖赏是什么？
What is this prize?
保罗所讲的好像就是将来公义的冠冕。
And so Paul perhaps says it is a crown of righteousness.
但是我也发现很多弟兄姊妹读到了也并不羡慕。
But I discover when brothers and sisters read that, we don't admire that.
将来到永远。
No, when I'm in eternity.
你有个冠冕整天带着我没有有什么关系呢？
Well, when we're in eternity, you have a crown on and I don't. What's the big deal?
弟兄姊妹是这样的吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that so?
不是这样的。
No.
我们晓得那个奖赏定规是跟基督有关系的。
We must know that prize has to deal with Christ.
我今天不能讲出这个冠冕是什么。
Now I cannot describe to you what that crown is.
但是请我们记得。
Let us bear in mind.
你若没有得到冠冕。
If we did not gain the crown.
你定规后悔。
You will regret.
并且会咬牙切齿的后悔。
There will be weeping, gnashing of teeth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
保罗是一个有崇高理想的人。
Now, Paul had great and high ambitions.
他并不是讲一个很低俗的事情。
He is not speaking on very low matters.
所以今天愿主激发我们的心。
May the Lord provoke our hearts.
在地上还有不多的日子。
There are not many days while on earth.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要爱慕主的至今。
We must long desire for the Lord.
渴望我们的生活侍奉。
That we must long for our living and our service. That
would
reach this condition. We will win the prize.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
他说呢，这是他从上面听到的一个呼召。
This is a calling on high.
啊，这不是属地的呼召。
This is not.Earthly calling.
你都知道每四年一次的这个奥林匹克运动会。
We know there's the Olympics every 4 years.
呼召的全世界多少的运动员呢
？There's a calling for all the athletes in the
world. 现在我们不知道的地方，他们正在那里苦练呢。
Now we know even now they are training for it.
他们心中就是想四年后要得那个金牌。
Because in their hearts they're aiming for that medal, the gold medal.
弟兄姊妹们
，My brothers and sisters.
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us，
这个不是地上任何的事。事物影响他的。
This is not impacted by any earthly thing.
他听见一个天上的呼召。
And he heard this calling on high.
要叫他来得这个奖赏。
In order for him to gain this prize.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是人的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, this is not man's calling.
保罗说呢，他们在地上只不过能得那个会朽坏的冠冕。
Paul says they will only gain an imperishable wreath, this corruptible crown.
我们将来要得那个不能朽坏的冠冕。
Ours is incorruptible, imperishable.
愿主使我们。今天也能听见从上头来的呼召。
And may the Lord also cause each one of us to hear the calling on high.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们真是生活在一个非常非常迷惑的一个时代。
Indeed, we live in a generation that is very deceptive.
今天甚至感觉大多数很多神的儿女们都在沉睡。
There are many children of God that are slumbering right now.
我们对主属灵的世界马马虎虎的。
And we're very careless, casual about God's matters.
根本不在意。
And we do not care about it at all.
愿主这次在这个特会里。
May the Lord during this conference.
把我们每个弟兄姊妹都唤醒了。
And may he awaken each one of us.
弟兄姊妹们醒过来。
Brothers and sisters, awake.
要听见从上头来的呼召。这是一个紧迫的时代。
Hear the high calling of God. This is perilous times.
我常常想起主所做的那个比喻，我就在记。
These are urgent times. I remember this parable of the Lord.
主说有一个家族呼召人到葡萄园去做工。
The Lord says there is a master who have called many to the vineyard to work.
早晨呼召一批人进去。
He called many to work in the morning.
中午呼召一批人进去。
Many to work in the afternoon.
下午又呼召一批人进去。
Even in the evening.
那么主跟这些人讲好了，每天1000银子。
And the Lord tells them and settled the wage.
结果到最后要收工前的一个钟头。
Even in the 11th hour.
主还把一些人找进去。
The Lord is calling for workers.
所以到了那个发薪水的时候。
And so when they all receive their wage.
每个人都是一千银子。
And each receive their day's wage.
这先进去的人。
The ones who entered early.
他们说主人你不公平啊。
The Lord, you're not fair.
我们做了一整天才拿一千银子。
We have worked the whole day.
这个人才做一个钟头就拿到了。
And this one only worked an hour.
弟兄姊妹这是指的什么说的
?Brothers and sisters, what is this speaking of?
是特别指的今天幕后时代。
It is speaking especially to us.
主给我们极大的恩典。
The Lord is giving us much grace.
别人做一整天。
Some work the whole day.
我们只要做一个钟头。
We only need to work for an hour.
就得到同样的奖赏了。
And we receive the same prize.
弟兄姊妹，当如果到那天你得奖赏，连保罗都羡慕。
Now, brothers and sisters, on that day when we receive our prize, we'll receive envy from Paul.
愿我们的心得激励。
Now, may our hearts be excited.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
求主让我们能听见这个呼召
May the Lord cause us to hear such a calling
愿在这次聚会中
During this conference
每个弟兄姊妹都听见
Each and every one of us must hear
这个属天的呼召
This is a calling on high
所以保罗听见了这个呼召
And Paul heard such a calling
所以他就开始往这个标杆
And he began to run straight toward this goal
当然弟兄姊妹们
of course, brothers and sisters,
保罗知道要做一个好的运动员
Now Paul knows to be a good athlete
需要有很多条件
There are many qualifications
当然你要做个运动员第一个你要体格很好
Of course,
身体强健
first, you must have a strong body in order to compete
那么第二个就是你在那个技术上面呢 你这个很好
Of course, you have to have the technical skills to train well
哎呀我常常有时候看他们那些运动员在那里为着要得那个奖赏受的训练。
And I see sometimes the training that these athletes must go through.
哇一个动作做几千遍。
They have to repeat the repetition, the action thousands
of times. 从早到晚在那里练。
Morning to evening, the same action.
练到一个地步啊就像保罗说的我攻克己身叫神服我。
And just as Paul says, I buffet my body so that it will subject to me.
Yeah, 运动员就是那个跑步的人就训练到一个地方叫这个腿啊能听你的话。
And so they buffet their body that their legs will be subject to them.
是吧你有什么技巧的去叫这些你的肌肉能配合
And so whatever the skill is, the muscles will have that memory and carry out what you want them to do.
当然这些都是基本条件。
Of course, this is very basic requirement.
但是保罗在这里提到两件重要的事情。
But here Paul mentions two very important things.
是我们弟兄姊妹在主面前可以学习也应当注重。
Now, brothers and sisters, these are lessons we must learn and pay attention to.
第一个。
First.
就是节制。
And that is self-control, self-discipline.
保罗在哥林多前书第九章就告诉我们
First Corinthians chapter 9 Paul tells us
你要得这个奖赏做一个运动员你诸事都要有节制
And so in order to be an athlete to compete you must have self-control self-discipline
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
那告诉我们一个好的运动员他的生活不是随便的
It tells us a good athlete cannot be careless casual in their living
所以保罗要做好运动员。
In order for a good athlete that Paul wants to be.
他天天跟他的肉体打仗。
And he's fighting with his body daily.
他要将他的身体被克制。
He must pummel, buffet his body to subject to him.
那么今天我们怎么样来操练我们这个属灵的身体呢
So how do we train and exercise our spiritual body today?
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
保罗在加拉太书第五章告诉我们
And so in Galatians chapter 5, Paul tells us
这个节制是圣灵结的果子
Now the self-control is the fruit of the Spirit.
所以呢你今天呢要能够学到这个节制的功课你紧紧地跟随圣灵。
Therefore, in order to learn this lesson well, self-control, follow the Spirit very closely.
我们都知道啊，凭着我们自己的肉身呢，来立志是没有用的。
We know that if we will according to the flesh, it is useless.
是保罗在罗马书第七章那个是已经告诉我们，是我们不能用肉体来做什么。
Now Paul already tells us in Romans chapter 7, the flesh is useless.
我们年轻的时候啊。
When we're young,
弟兄们叫我们好好地追求主,
and brothers encourage us to pursue well after the Lord.
立志,
and so you must determine.
啊, 早晨要7点钟起床,
you have to get up so early in the morning.
啊, 你要早晨起来读多少的圣经,
and how much scripture you must read in the morning. And how you must pray.
一个礼拜要传几次的福音,
and you must preach the gospel how many times in a week.
哇, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄,年轻弟兄姊妹们,个个就自己在写那个立志表啊。
And so they make a list of what they will to do.
我也写过啊,
I have made many lists.
诶, 但是我只做了3天,
but I only did it for 3 days.
第四天就不行了,
I can't do it the 4th day.
第四天呢, 我没做到,
I cannot do it on the 4th day.
我跟主说, 好了, 欠一天吧,
I say, oh Lord, just pardon me this 1 day.
第五天再补,
I'll make it up the next day.
结果第五天也没补,
I did not make it up the next day.
结果一直就欠下去了,
and I continue to owe the Lord onward.
中国人讲, 再多就不怕, 说欠到最后呢, 不管了,
and so in the Chinese saying, it's okay to keep on having the tab. So
哎呀,
it's okay.
我们已经不知道立过多少次有多少次的失败。
And so I will so many times, and I fail countless times.
后来我才知道这个做法是不对的。
And later on, I discovered this is the wrong way at it.
主也没叫我们这么苦。
And the Lord does not want us to be wretched.
你忘记圣灵住在你里面了。
Do we not remember the Holy Spirit abides in us?
他才是最好的教练。
He is the best teacher, the trainer.
哈。 他在你里面，你只要听他的话就好了。
If he is within us, we obey him.
哎，后来我发现，我只要顺服圣灵啊。
Later, I discover as long as I obey the Spirit.
哇，弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他会给你恩典，叫你能达到的。
There would be grace sufficient to reach the goal.
多么奇妙的一件事情！
How wonderful this is!
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
使徒约翰在晚年的时候,
the Apostle John in his end times,
写约翰一书,
he wrote to us 1 John.
大家都很清楚，约翰一书第2章里面,
and we know well 1 John chapter 2.
他告诉我们要顺服恩膏的教训。
He says to us to obey the anointing of the teaching.
你只要顺服恩膏的教训,
if we obey the teaching of the anointing,
弟兄姊妹不用任何人教导你,
we need not anyone to teach us.
哎, 我们现在一天到晚就希望人教我们,
we always want others to tell us what to do.
教你你也做不到,
and even if they tell us what to do, we cannot do so.
如果你顺服恩膏的教训,
if we obey the teaching of the anointing,
这个是活的东西,
this is living.
任何一个时候都可以,
it's living at all times.
弟兄姊妹这是生活的,
brothers and sisters, it's about life and living.
天天可以学习的,
daily we can learn again.
这是我们属灵生活最重要的一个经历,
it is the most important experience in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做属灵的生活啊?
What is a spiritual life?
属灵的生活就是顺服恩膏教训的生活,
spiritual life is to obey the Spirit, obey the teaching of the anointing.
什么叫做属灵的侍奉啊?
What is spiritual service?
是顺服恩膏而有的服事之事。
It is service out of obedience to the teaching of the anointing. That is spiritual service.
神实在是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
他也没有为难我们。
He does not trouble us.
他知道我们是多软弱。
And he knows how weak we are.
知道我们的肉体有多大。
He knows our flesh, how great it is.
他差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
So he has sent the Spirit to abide in us.
在凡事上教训我们。
That he teaches us in all things.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
在你的生活中,
in our living,
你要跟随圣灵的教训，要跟得非常的紧密。
We must obey, walk in the Spirit very, very closely.
我年轻的时候,
when I was young,
主在这些方面教导我,
the Lord is teaching me in these areas.
我已经学了好些的功课,
and I have learned so many
lessons. 有些故事我弟兄姊妹都很熟悉,
and many have heard these stories before.
像以前, 那么随便乱丢东西,
and before, when I just throw the trash casually,
主就教训我,
and the Lord teach me.
那么, 一次的教训终身就改变了,
and then one lesson it changed my life.
你们原谅我可以告诉你们这两天我还学个功课,
and even the recent days I'm learning lessons.
非常小的功课,
it's very small details.
有一天我来聚会走的路上,
now one day when I was walking to meeting,
那里啊, 掉了个口罩在那里,
oh, there was a mask right before me.
我不知道哪个弟兄姊妹丢那里,
I don't know who left it there.
我就走过去了,
so I went over.
嘿,
and so I was passing by, but there's a prompting within me.
去把它捡起来,
I'll pick it up.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
就去把它捡起来,
I went to pick it up.
你知道恩膏的教训是多么的细致,
you know how fine, what the details are, meticulous is the teaching of the anointing.
哎呀, 你说呢, 我们讲属灵事情都是大的，你们弄那么小东西来
着。You say when we talk about spiritual things, they're high and grand. We're talking about these little trivial things.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎事情的大小。
Brothers and sisters, it does not depend on the issue, how great or small.
乃是在乎顺服。
But it is dependent on obedience.
因为主要教导我们学顺服。
Because the Lord is teaching us the lesson of obedience.
所以你看，你如果受圣灵的约束。
If we're controlled by the Spirit,
你自然的你就能够学节制的功课。
Then we will learn this lesson well, self-control, self-discipline.
这个很容易达到的，你知道吗？
And it's easy for us to obtain.
今天不要忽略了那位住在你里面圣灵。
Today, do not be careless and neglect the Spirit who abides in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
这些年我里面常常里面有一个很深的感觉。
In these recent years, there is a deep thought that I have.
常常叹息。
And oftentimes I will sigh.
这些最基本的功课。
These very basic lessons.
好像在神的百姓中失落了。
It seems as it's been lost amongst God's people.
我们天天聚会，天天服侍，就忽略了顺服恩膏啊。
We meet every day, we serve every day, yet we neglect to obey the anointing.
好像今天在教会里面这些教导也不多。
It seems like there's not much of such teaching in the church today.
我感谢我的主。
And I thank my Lord.
在我幼年的时候。
When I was young.
我们有很多年长的弟兄们在这些方面给我们有教导。
There are many older saints who are teaching us in these areas.
虽然我们学的还不够好。
Even though we may not have learned well.
但是无论怎样也学了。
Regardless, we have begun to learn.
所以今天如果要让我们属灵的生活有转变。
So today, if you want to change in your spiritual life.
你必须把这个最基本的属灵功课把它捡起来。
You must learn well. Start with the very basic
spiritual lesson. 从现在开始起。
From this moment on.
顺服恩膏的教训。
Obey the teaching of the anointing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你自然就学到了节制。
Then naturally, we will learn self-control.Control.
所以今天在教会里面要恢复的东西很多。
Therefore, there is much recovery work needed in the church today.
但是这些都是最基本的一些的恢复。
But all such are very basic recoveries.
那么保罗不仅提到这个需要节制。
Now, Paul not only mentions about this point of self-control.
在提摩太后书第二章的里面。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
他说人在场上比武啊必须要遵守规则。
That when you contend, you must contend lawfully.
按照规矩。
You must contend lawfully.
我相信弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think you're very clear.
在运动的市场这个规则很厉害。对不对？
Now, these laws, these rules are very strict.
哦，若是没有规则的话呢。
Without these rules,、
这个球赛就不好看。
Then it would be no fun to watch the game.
乱七八糟的，对不对？
It would just be very chaotic.
为什么有那么多的这个裁判在那里？
Why are there so many referees there?
哇，那个裁判两个眼睛怎么盯着看着
呢？ Because every eyes is on if you're following the rules or not.
天天他妈吹哨子。
If the whistle is blown, that means you have a foul.
所以你看那个运动场上常常有这个运动员跟这个裁判吵架。
And so you see many times the athletes arguing with the referee.
弟兄姊妹们，一定要有规矩。
You must have these rules, brothers and sisters.
所有的运动都有规矩。
And all the games have such rules.
没有规矩的话呢？
Without the rules.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个运动就不成为运动。
It would not be a competition, a game at all.
所以保罗说，我们将来他将来要得公义的冠冕。
Because Paul says it is a crown of righteousness.
因为你要得着那个奖牌，应该必须是公义的。
If you are to win the medal, it must be a righteous one.
你如果乱来的，不行的。
If you do whatever you want to win, you cannot.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道这个运动的规则。非常的重要。
We know how important such rules are.
如果你违规了。
If you commit a foul.
你前面的努力通通归于突然。
Then all that you have done before has gone down the drain.
我有个印象最深刻了。
This very deep impression before.
我也是看了一下那个奥林匹克运动会。
And so I was watching the Olympic Games.
我没有看全部，我就看了一段，正好给我看到。
Now, I did not watch the entire game, so this particular one I saw.
那个好像是一个赛跑，不知道是200米还是400米还是100米的赛跑，忘记了。
I forgot it was a track and field, whether 100 meters, 200 meters, or 400 meters.
大家都在起跑线上。
Everyone was at the starting line.
结果我现在也不晓得那个人是哪个国家的。
I forgot which country the runner was from.
因为他在起跑线上，他想偷跑。
Because he had a false start.
结果呢被那个裁判抓到了。
And so he was caught with a false start.
哇那个裁判严厉地跑过去就刚才讲你出局了。
And so he was disqualified.
啊哇我就看见那个人啊。
And I saw the athlete.
看起来那个脸啊难过得不得了啊。
You see the sorrow in his face.
他不仅那个脸难过啊。
Not only his face.
他拿他那个脑袋撞墙啊。
Not only his expression was so sorrowful, he was hitting his head on the wall. He was so frustrated, he was pounding his head on the wall.
那一幅景象我到现在印象还是很深刻的。
And I still remember the image in my mind.
因为他犯规了。
Because he was disqualified, he broke the rules.
他过去四年所有的努力都落空了。
All the training for 4 years was in vain.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗
Brothers and sisters, do you not know? It is the same with spiritual matters.
不管你做了多少
Regardless of how much we have done.
如果你违规了
If we have broke the rule,
你没有按照主的话做
Not done according to the word of God.
请我们记得神是公义的
Let us remember he is a righteous God.
你不要想到有一天呢哎呀在那里可以 混过关
Oh, do not think we can just get by and just fake our way through.
我常常有时候常常讲很多弟兄姊妹们不好好爱主到将来想到了天堂门口反正很多人进去混进去了。
And I think to myself, well, one day when we're all entering the gates of heaven, there's a multitude. Maybe I'll just sneak on in.
请我们记得主的话。
Let us remember the word of God.
主说个人要按照个人的行为受审判。
Each one of us will be judged according to each one's work.
这句话在新约圣经出现过八次。
There are 8 times these words are mentioned in the New Testament.
你看多严重了。
How severe they are.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天呢你需要熟悉神的原则。
Today we must understand clearly the rules of God.
当然，神的原则都在圣经里。
Of course, all the rules, the principles are in His Word.
为什么要读圣经啊？
Why must we read the Bible?
读圣经就是要熟悉神的规则。
To read the Bible is to know His Word, His rules.
知道神在基督里所定规的这些事。
And we know what He has determined for us in Christ.
所以我们要跟随圣灵。
So, obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵解开主的话。
The Holy Spirit will reveal, open up the Word of God to us.
把基督的意义启示出来了。
And reveal to us the meaning of Christ.
我们就明白神的话语。
Then we will understand the Word of God.
我们知道神的规则。
And we will know His rules.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是多么重要的事情。
How important this is for us.
所以在这条路上保罗告诉我们
Therefore, on this way, Paul tells us
你一定要按照规矩行
We must contend according to the laws
是按照神的规则
According to the law of God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你熟悉这个规则
If we're familiar with the law
然后呢你才能跑在正路上
Then we can run on the right way
这个赛跑的事情也是跑错路了这个也是不行的
Now when you're running and you're off course that is also a problem
你跑错路你就空跑
If you run off course you have run in vain
我们看见有的运动会上就是大家乱跑
We see sometimes they do run on the wrong track
所以我所有赛跑人都知道你有你自己的一个跑道
You know in all the races you have your own lane
为什么在运动场上那个跑道上画线呢
Why there are lines inin the track and field.
所以你跑着你不能跑到别人的那个线里面。
So that you would not run into someone else's lane.
弟兄姊妹你一定要跑正路。
Brothers and sisters, you must run on your lane.
在属灵的事情上面。
In spiritual matters.
奔跑正路更是重要。
It is even more important for us to be on the right lane spiritually.
教会历史告诉我们。
As church history tells us.
有些人跑错路神就把他们淘汰了。
Some have run the wrong course and they are disqualified by God.
甚至有很多大的团体他们跑错路。神把整个团体都放在
Perhaps even a corporate body, they have ran the wrong course.
你看耶路撒冷的教会开头很好啊。
You see, the church in Jerusalem was wonderful at the beginning.
等到律法主义的东西进来的时候
When there are laws added into it,
神就把整个团体摆在一边。
And then God has put the entire body aside.
神就兴起安提阿教会。
And then there's the church in Antioch.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters,
今天我们来讲
Today, way.
跑对路很重要。
For us to be on the right course is very important. When we read church history,
我们感觉在头一个世纪使徒们在的时候，
we feel in the first century when the apostles were living.
各地的教会大体上面来讲还算不错的。
In general, all the churches throughout were well.
到第二个世纪，
in the second century,
哇，教父时代就开始改变。
Then there will be some changes about.
道路改变了。
And the way is changed.
这一变不得了，变得最后变成天主教。
At last, it changed so much it was become.Catholicism.
一变天主教，一千年的黑暗。
And when there is a change to Catholicism, 1,000 years of the dark
age. 然后好不容易神借着马丁路德一个恢复。
And through Martin Luther, there is a revival.
个人的经历是恢复了。
And yes, individually, there is a revival.
但是教会的路还没有恢复呢。
But the way for the church corporate is not revived.
一直到了弟兄运动的时候。
Until the brethren movement.
弟兄们才看清楚了。
Then the brethren saw more clearly the way for the church.
所以我感觉弟兄运动的恢复是一个道路的恢复。
Therefore, the brethren movement, this revival of the revival of the way.
今天在神的儿女当中，
Now, amongst the children of God today,
最大的区别是道路问题。
What is the biggest distinction? It is in the way.
你要讲爱主，到处都有爱主。
You say love the Lord, everywhere is preaching about loving the Lord.
很多弟兄姊妹都在奉献。
You say consecration offering, everywhere is preaching the same.
受苦也很多弟兄姊妹们比我们更受苦。
You preach suffering, many suffer even more than us.
人家属灵的生活比我们更清洁啊。
And they even live more purely than us in their spiritual living.
他们讲道口才比我们更好啊。
Let's say preach, brothers and sisters, preach more eloquently
than we do. 那么差别在哪里呢？
Where is the distinction?
差别在道路上。
The distinction lies in the way.
今天我们所坚持的是一个道路的问题。
Today, what we hold fast to is the way.
神是有他的路的。
God has his way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主的恩典。
How much we need God's grace.
我们有很多年轻弟兄姊妹。
There are many young brothers and sisters.
常常有时候他们会发问题。
Many times they may ask.
他们有时候跟我讲。
Sometimes they ask me.
他说我们这里唱两首诗讲一篇道。
Here, the way we do it, we sing two hymns and we preach.
别人那里也是唱两首诗讲一篇道。
Others, they will sing two songs and they will preach.
我感觉呢，人家那个牧师讲的比你讲的还好。
Oh, but I feel the other preacher is preaching better than you do.
为什么我要留在这里？
Why do I remain here?
弟兄姊妹，你怎么回答他？
Brothers and sisters, how do you answer?
不
，No，
我们心里很清楚
，We know，
这是道路的问题
，It has to do with the way，
在不同的路上
，We are on different lanes，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
虽然我们软弱
，Though we are weak，
我们没有恩赐
，We're not gifted，
我们的生活也赶不上别人
，Our living is not as others，
但是我们有一颗心愿意坚持主的道路
，But we have a heart, a desire to hold fast to the lane, the way of the Lord。
我常常对这些年轻人说
，And oftentimes I say to the young，
不是我们已经达到了
，Not that we have arrived，
不是我们是别人，不是这个话我们不能讲。
We cannot say we are the way and others are not. We cannot say that at all。
我们乃是从圣经中看见主有一条路
，But we see from the scriptures the Lord has given us a way。
我们有一个心愿。愿意走这条路
，and it's our desire to be in this way。
这就是我们聚会的目的
，and this is the purpose why we gather。
那么你要问说什么是主的路呢
？And so you might ask them what is the way of the Lord。
我在这只能简单的告诉弟兄姊妹。这个路里面至少要包括三个原则。
Simply say this is the way that includes these three principles, brothers and sisters。
第一个是生命的路。
First, it is a way of life。
啊，我们虽然做的不好
，though we have not done well。
我们知道在这里不是强调知识。
We are not stressing knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，我们所强调是生命。
What we focus on is life.
我们要求每一样事物都是活的。
We are requiring every single matter is living.
都是根据于生命。
It is according to life.
唱诗要有生命。
When we sing the hymns, there must be life. When you pray, there must be life.
讲道要有生命。
When you preach, there must be life.
去侍奉要有生命。
When you serve, there must be life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
每个弟兄姊妹都要活在这个生命的里面。
Each one of us must live in this life.
啊，我们要坚守的是生命的道路。
What we hold fast into is the way of life.
那么第二个点
，And the second point,
就十字架的路。
It is the way of the cross.
十字架路就弃绝己。
And so the way of the cross is to reject, deny the self.
在这里，所有侍奉主的弟兄，所有弟兄姊妹，没有一个人有自己的信心。
Other brothers and sisters, here we have no other interest.
没有我们自己的定规的。
Our self-interest, our self-rule.
我们要致死己。
We must mortify the self.
我们要顺服主的带领。
We must submit to the guidance of the Lord. Submit to the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们这个十字架的功课前面已经讲多了。
And we have mentioned teaching about the lessons of the cross previously. We must learn well this lesson of the way of the cross before the Lord. In the church, there's no one who's outstanding. And we obey the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit. Christ is our head. Brothers and sisters, this is not a doctrine. We must hold fast to this. The third point. This is more an outstanding point. It is the way of the corporate body. We are all children of God. We are brothers and sisters. It is not a system.
人家说别人称呼什么牧师，我们中间为什么没有呢？
How come others have pastors and other titles and we do not?
那不是我们要搞特别。
It's not because we want to be different from others. The Bible tells us there's only one heavenly Father.
我们在神的家中都是弟兄姊妹。
We are all brothers and sisters in the household of God.
并且我们是基督身体上的肢体。
And we are a member of the body of Christ. And we each have a different function of it.
我们不赞成那些什么那些圣品阶级的制度。
Therefore, we do not agree with any clergy.
因为每个弟兄姊妹都是祭司啊。
Because each one of us is a priest.
我们大家都应该在主面前来服侍主。
And we all ought to serve, function as priests before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
这是主的路的。
This is at least the three points I'm mentioning about the way of the Lord. Now these things has to be a guide for us along the way. Now for Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 31. Let me read this. Jeremiah chapter 31. Chapter 31 of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第31章第21节。Jeremiah
chapter 31 verse 21.
当以色列百姓在一个大的混乱时代中迷失的时候,
this is when there was lost, when the children of God was lost.
那么耶利米对神的百姓说的,
and so this is the word of Jeremiah to the people of God.
他说以色列民啊, 你们当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路。你当回转，回转到你这些诚意。
And he says, set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps, set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities.
所以这里 耶利米提到了一个指路碑，一个引路柱。
And therefore, here, Jeremiah mentioned these two things. One is the way marks, and the other one is the signs.
其实这三个点，我们刚才讲这三个点。
And so the three points we mentioned earlier,
就是引路柱，就是指路标。
They are the things we mentioned in this verse, the way marks and the signposts.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
愿在这个黑暗的时代中,
during these dark times,
我们能循着神的那个指标在主的道路中往前,
so that we can head toward the goal of God with these way marks and these signposts.
所以你要做一个得奖的运动员, 你不仅要节制, 你也需要明白规矩。
Therefore, as an athlete, you must not only have self-discipline, self-control, you must also know, contend according to the law, the rules.
还有一个重要的点,
and another point,
就是当你上了这条跑道之后,
and when you're on this course, this lane,
你要努力面前的,
strive diligently forward,
忘记背后的,
forgetting what lies behind,
向着标杆直跑,
and head toward the goal directly.
是吧,你看那个在 运动场上赛跑的人,
and so that is with the athletes on the field. They forget about everything else that's around them. They strive toward the goal forward. Toward the goal only ahead.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that's the same for Paul.
操场上的赛跑。
Because when Paul sees others competing in the game,
保罗就觉得我们今天在属灵的运动场上也应该这样跑。
Therefore, Paul feels in the spiritual field competition, we ought to do the same.
说忘记背后努力面前的。
Forgetting what lies behind and strive toward the goal forward.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这里告诉我们绝不回头看。
That we do not look back.
主的话告诉我们
the Lord's word tell us,
手扶着犁向后看的人不配进神的国。
Those who have their hand on the plow and they turn back, they are not worthy of the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
为什么不能向后看
Why cannot we look back?
你们记得在创世纪里面一个故事
You remember the story in the Genesis.
当罗德一家在索多玛
And when the house of Lot, they were in Sodom and Gomorrah.
那个城
God was to destroy the city.
神怜悯他叫天使把他的一家带出来。
And God had to have the angels to drag them out.
天使把他们带出来就对他们讲说你赶快去逃命。
And so when the angels dragged them out, run for your life.
绝不可以回头。
You must not turn back.
结果他们就跑出去了。
And so they ran out.
罗德的妻子。
Now, Lot's wife.
回头一望。
She turned her head to take a look.
结果呢变成个岩柱
And she became a pillar of salt.
这是圣经给我们多么严肃的一个提醒。
This is a strict reminder from the scriptures.
如果今天主回来了
If the Lord returns,
弟兄姊妹你还有什么放不下的东西吗
Brothers and sisters, what can we not let go of?
不跟随主就是这样。
No, that is the way in which we follow the Lord.
绝不要回头一看。
Do not look back.
这个地上再也没有我们什么留恋的东西。
There's nothing for us to linger and love of this world.
如果你还留恋这些地上的东西
If they still hold your heart and you linger and love these things,
你得不到这个奖赏。
We cannot gain the prize.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
这个回头一看这是何等样的一个提醒啊。
When you turn back and look, this is a grave reminder.
所以保罗说呢我们忘记背后的。
So Paul says, forgetting what lies behind.
往前跑
and run forward.
弟兄姊妹，这是赛跑的人的一个心智，对不对？
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the attitude, the mindset of a runner.
你看每一个上场运动员，他们都有坚强的斗志。
And all of them who are competing, they have a strong will to fight and strive forward.
非常兴旺的精神。
And they have this energy.
这里告诉我们
Here it tells us, brothers and sisters.
你要有刚强的灵。
You must have a strong, a power, a strong spirit.
不管今天环境怎样。
Regardless of the situation.
不管遭遇怎样。
No matter what we encounter.
不管事情的变化怎样。
No matter what things change.
我们里面有刚强的灵跟随。
We have a spirit of power as we follow the Lord.
向着标杆往前跑。
That we must stretch forward toward the goal.
并且他说是直跑。
And run straight, run forward.
有正确的方向。
Have a right way.
绝不迷失
and we are not lost.
今天我们弟兄姊妹有时候开头跑一段，跑，不知道跑哪里去了。
Sometimes we run well to start, and then after we run, we are nowhere.
弟兄姊妹们，不能迷失。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot get lost.
主的话很清楚。
The word of the Lord is very clear.
主的路也很清楚。
His way is clear.
我们按着这个路一直往下跑。
We must run the course forward ahead.
要奋力的往前。
And we must stretch forward.
保罗说，我只有一件事。
I only have this one thing.
我们知道上了赛场的这些运动员也只有一件事。
You know, those who are on the field competing, they only have one thing in mind.
他不可以想到第二件事。
They cannot think of anything else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
保罗在地上的日子
So during the days while Paul lived,
他在主的路上竭力地往前
And he strived diligently, stretching forward the way of the Lord.
在使徒行传第二十章
And in Acts chapter 20,
当他要离开亚细亚
When he's about to leave Asia,
对以弗所的长老们说
And he says to the elders in Ephesus,
他说我不顾性命
And then I did not care for my own life.
要跑完我的路
I must finish my course.
不管前面有多艰难
Regardless of danger that I lies ahead, brothers and sisters.
我们已经来到末后
Now we're in the last days.
不多的时候
There's a little while.
不多的时候
A little while.
按理讲赛跑跑到最后一段是应该冲刺了
And so when it is the last leg of the race, that journey, we must
press
on forward. That the spirit will fill us.
让我们的灵兴旺起来
That our spirit will flourish.
最后一程
It is the last leg.
努力地往前跑
And strive diligently forward.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
保罗到了最后写提摩太后书
So at the end of 2 Timothy, Paul writes,
他说当跑的路我跑尽了
I have ran the race.
所以你一定要把路跑完
So you must finish your course.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主的恩典
How much we need God's grace.
绝不半途而废
Let us not give up halfway through. So many years we have heard so much of the word. And we are those who know the heart of God. If we know, and we do not obtain it, think of the great regret. Look to the Lord's mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, there is an absolute goal before Paul. And he's pressing on forward toward this goal diligently. All his attention is placed on this goal. Not only is his life and service toward Christ, brothers and sisters, he also heard the calling on high. He is pressing on forward toward the goal, stretching forth for the prize of the calling of God on high. And there's a grave reminder here. Now this prize in Christ Jesus. So it is in Christ Jesus. If we long for anything outside of Christ Jesus, to do anything outside of Christ Jesus, we will not gain the prize. Very quickly, the conference comes to an end.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
愿我们所有弟兄姊妹的眼目,
brothers and sisters, may all our gaze will be fixed upon the kingdom of the Lord. We are right at the threshold, at the door of the kingdom of heaven. May the Lord use the experiences of Paul to excite us. That each and every one of us will run toward this goal. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊,我们这是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude toward thee.
是你把我们留在最末了的时代。
Thou hast leave us at these last days.
我们知道你回来的脚步非常的临近。
We hear thy footsteps and they're very close.
主啊,给我们一个心智。
Lord, give us such a heart.
渴望能进天国,
and that we long to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we desire to gain the prize from thee.
主啊,
Lord,
may
thou become that very clear, absolute goal of ours.
不管时代多黑暗,
regardless how dark and chaotic this generation is.
主啊,
Lord, thou art always before us. Thou guide us ahead. And may the Spirit of God add strength to us.
主啊,当你的国度降临的时候,
Lord, when thy kingdom come, all the brothers and sisters can enter into thy kingdom. With joy and gladness we welcome thee. And all of us will receive the prize from thee. Lord, bless thy own word. We thank thee for thy care and keeping. We commit our path ahead into thy gracious hand. Listen to our prayer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.